Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. You know the drill. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a mail, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, this will be podcast as always on fmr.co.za. I have to say, I think this is my toughest review ever. Not the toughest car to drive, not by a long shot. This really is a car that I love, but we're reviewing the Ford Mustang 2.3 EcoBoost convertible, and it's a tough choice because of the alternatives. You've got the 2.3 four-cylinder turbocharged petrol engine or the 5-liter naturally aspirated V8 in either coupe or convertible. So four variations there if you don't count special editions. Now, this is where it gets tricky. The 2.3, it's producing 213 kilowatts and 440 newton meters. Or the big growly V8, which is a 5-liter and putting out 331 kilowatts and 529 newton meters. Now, the torque is kind of similar-ish, but the kilowatts is a fair difference. And let me tell you, this 2.3 that I had on test is no slouch. With the fastback hitting 100 k's an hour in 5.5 seconds, the 5-liter is doing it in 4.3. That's not really where my issue is. You've got 20% less fuel consumption, but you've got a third less engine. Those kilowatts really are different. I want to say it's as much fun, but the truth is it's nearly as much fun. On the minus, it's not a V8. Also on the minus, the sound. It's not a naturally aspirated V8. And the V8... has selective exhaust sound profiles. It's not as quick, but it's still hugely engaging to drive. I really want to say it's not different enough, but it is different. On the plus side, it guzzles less. Around 10 liters per 100 kilometers is what you're going to get out of it with real driving, and it costs less. And this is why the review is tough. It only saves about 10% on the purchase price. You're looking at 901,000 Rand versus 1.06 million. And in the US, where the 2.3 is a surprise bestseller, really one of Ford's big successes stories, you're looking at $32,000 versus $45,000, which is a significant difference. Well, there's my dilemma. On the other hand, you're going to smile just as much driving this one. It's just as cool a car. It's just as engaging. It's fun. If you drive it hard, it really gives you that kick in the back. It happily breaks the tires loose. None of the stuff that you want in a Mustang is missing. With the convertible, just some notes there. You've got a roof coming down really nice and quickly. Snap a little handle manually, then electronically bring it down. About 20 seconds, maybe a little less than that. Really cool. If there are two little plastic covers that you can optionally put on to give it a smooth looking back, I don't think most people waste their time with that. Only really if you want to be movie style and have people sitting on that boot. But I wouldn't have anyone sitting on the boot if it were my car, so I'd probably never use them. And you don't really see the difference at a casual glance. Unless I really needed the fuel economy or I had pinned my opinions to a tree in a forest I loved, I don't think the discount is big enough to drive me to the 2.3. I would suffer the higher payments and get the V8. But you can't go wrong with either one. And this is, as I always say, one of my favorite cars and one of my sports car champions. And I think it's a lot of car for the money. You're getting all the creature comforts that you'd get with a V8, all the profiles, all the settings, all the fancy screens, accelerometers that you can see and all sorts of fun stuff and track modes. And you even get a drag strip mode. And that's it for me this week. It's been David Dondi. It's been great telling you about another car. And if you've got questions or you want to find more about something, please drop me that mail, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, this podcast, you can find at fmr.co.za. Until next week.